Perhaps the only problem vendors mentioned was running out of food because the visitors ate it all. Hardly a significant problem. Sponsors were happy, saying the crowds were large and the weather was perfect and there were new and different foods available. That reflects the burgeoning local restaurant business and the continuing increase in the number of local breweries and distilleries. Some vendors, like Batavia's Eli Fish Brewing Company, came from a little further away. Brittany says the brewery had loyal customers yesterday.
Our banana pepper pierogies have been flying out of here. There's their banana pepper ricotta inside the pierogi, and then on top is beef brisket and a balsamic barbecue, all made in-house. We smoke everything in-house, and they're awesome. People have come back and told us that they got more tickets just to come back and get another pierogi on their way out.
If you're wondering, the brewery is named for a guy who couldn't make it as a brewer in Batavia nearly 200 years ago. Taste Communications Chair Aaron Collins says there was a lot of food guaranteed to raise blood pressure, cholesterol, and A1C, but there were also the required healthy options.
It's all about balance, right? You can eat your mac and cheese, but we have every restaurant at the Taste offers one menu item that is a healthy option. It's lower in fat, sodium, and cholesterol, and there's some really delicious things that are on the menu there. My favorite thing that I've tried so far, I think lemony cheesecake bites from Cheesecake Guy, believe it or not, is a healthy option.
Collins was watching carefully because she's chair of the 2020 Taste. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.